Rujukan Watu Purwo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with 6 levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purwo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purwo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Kecik Kecik Boom Boom by Sharifah Perita. Kecik Kecik Boom Boom, written by Daud Kilau, highlights the story of Pekanbaru, a city in Indonesia known as the Blessed City. The lyrics describe Pekanbaru as a clean, safe, orderly, and harmonious city. This song also calls on everyone to work together in building Pekanbaru to achieve Adipura Award, which is a prestigious recognition for cities or districts in Indonesia that excel in urban environmental management and cleanliness. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Kecik Kecik Boom Boom by Sharifah Perita. Happy listening!
Thank you. Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it's also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like Gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
According to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of boom boom dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the boom boom dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Indonesia.
Time.
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Kata orang yang baik belum tentu terbaik. Berulang kali coba pergi namun aku berbalik. Mungkin berarti ini bertanda kau jual.
Hi-Fi with Sama Sama Tau or We Both Knows. It is about two people who maybe broke up in the past, or even their relationship wasn't successful in the past, but then both of them knows that they still want each other. So they are trying something new with their past. But Indonesia is not trying with the old ways, but we keep making sure the new things are there, including new job vacancies for Indonesian people. This quote from Antarinj.com, our Deputy Minister of Manpower, Emmanuel Ebenezer Gerungan, said that at least 58,000 jobs vacancies will be soon available. And where are they from? They are from a lot of factories to be operating in the country. For example, in a statement on Monday, he said that from the 58,000, 10,000 will be created with a factory that was newly inaugurated in Garut, West Java, and the remaining 48,000 will be generated by two other companies. For example, the Chinese automotive company BYD Auto is currently building a factory in Subang, which has the potential of creating 18,000 jobs, and the other one is the Huawei technology. With their factory, will generate at least 30,000 job opportunities. And the Deputy Minister said that hopefully the conditions will continue to improve so that Indonesia will be able to be better anticipating global challenges.
Voice of Indonesia.
Children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay!
But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
You've just listened to a song by Garasi entitled Hilang or Lost, and of course we do not want to lose our maritime bioethanol, so marine wealth, because Indonesia, it has a very vast sea with a lot of potentials, a lot of living things down there. So our Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry is developing innovative strategies to support marine conservation and national food security, ensuring sustainability of fishery resources and welfare of coastal communities. Reported by AntaraNews.com, the Ministry Secretary of the Director General of Marine and Marine Space Management, Kusdiantoro, emphasized the importance of diversifying funding schemes to ensure the sustainability of the management of Indonesian marine ecosystem. And according to him, innovative funding, such as impact bonds, allows for more targeted investment to encourage sustainable fisheries practice, improve the welfare of the fishermen, and preserve the marine resources. So we want to make sure that the people, their management, and the nature itself all will be sustainable. Apparently, the marine conservation itself plays a strategic role in maintaining ecological balance, listener. And yet, Kusdiantoro cautioned that the threats to biodiversity, declining fish stocks, and the impacts of human activities still demand more innovative and sustainable conservation measures.
listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiahs to 25,000 rupiahs per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Kerinduan or Longing by Dian Piscesa. The song released in 1989 was created by a well-known Indonesian composer, Rinto Harahap. The song tells the story of a deep feeling of longing for someone who has gone far away. The lyrics touch the listener's heart with a story about love that still persists, even though it comes in the form of longing. Well, listener, here is Dian Piscesa with the song Kerinduan. Happy listening.
Thank you. Listener, here is the news. Chief Executive Officer of Landscape Indonesia, Agusari, hope that Indonesian government can continue to encourage innovative efforts in climate financing after the United States withdrew from the Paris Agreement. He said this in the VOI Talk program, a dialogue with Edward Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to him, Indonesia has the potential in renewable energy sector, which can be a solution to efforts to deal with impacts of climate change.
We should take the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change and other climate agreements seriously. We shouldn't even be disturbed by the news that the U.S. Has left the agreement.
Yes.
I think we should be able to do whatever we should need to do without the U.S. The second is that we need to be innovative in finding resources to finance our decarbonization, and I believe that we have our own resources domestically in Indonesia, especially since renewables are already competitive in terms of cost against coal and other fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to focus on deploying more renewables in Indonesia.
Agusari also encouraged Indonesian government and the global community to find ways to manage the impacts of climate change, which are currently being felt by the entire world community. This is necessary so that the world community can overcome the impacts of the climate change, which will disrupt food security, energy security, and other sectors. Earlier, during a hearing with the House Commission 12 in Jakarta, Indonesian Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal Nurofik stated that Indonesia continues its commitment to addressing climate change despite the United States withdrawing from the Paris Agreement. He said that in line with the President's speech at the G20 Forum in Brazil, Indonesia would also continue its effort to achieve United Nations Sustainable Development Goals related to steps to reduce climate temperature to save the Earth and achieve renewable energy through biodiesel and geothermal. The Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, stated that today the Dimetil Ether or DME downstream project in Indonesia no longer depends on foreign investors. In a press statement at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Monday, Bahlil said that the government, through the President Prabowo's policy, will finance the project with domestic resources, both through the state budget and national private companies.
Sekarang kita tidak butuh investor. Negara semua lewat.
We don't need investors. Through the president's policy, the country will make use domestic resources. What we need from them is the technology. So today, what we need from them is technology. The money for the capital expenditure is all from the government and from national private companies. The raw materials are from us. The off-takers are also from us.
Off-takernya pun dari kita.
Bahlil Hadali explained that previously the metal ether has been done with foreign investors, but could not be implemented as planned. The DME project will be developed in several locations, including South Sumatra, East Kalimantan, and South Kalimantan. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.